As Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, joins us for Lawyer Up. Lisa, well, first of all, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing really well. Thank you. Now, this guy's in trouble. He's from Seattle and went to Hawaii and just for fun decided to throw a rock at an endangered monk seal that locally is known as Lonnie. Here is video of that happening.
Why would you throw a rock at it? Hello? He just threw a rock at a sea lion. We have that on video.
Now, as soon as that woman said that, the locals took it upon themselves to beat him senseless. Not the sea lion, not the seal, but the tourist. And the guy from Seattle, after he got beat up, they said, we're making an arrest. He said, good. They said, no, we're arresting you for throwing a rock at this seal, Lonnie. He gets what he gets in our book. What do you think, Lisa?
Oh, I love everything about this story. It is great. I posted a video of this on my social media in the comments. I hope it works. It's from Instagram. Mm. It's a young man. And he's not that big. So the guy that was throwing the rock is a huge guy. Mm. And, you know, he just sort of, this girl yells at him and he makes some smart comment to her. Like, I'll do what I want to do. And then you see this young kind of small guy just goes to town like he's a boxer and just tears this guy up. And I loved it because what a jerk, to be throwing rocks at a seal. But, I mean, technically, by the letter of the law, you can't use that kind of force against someone who hasn't threatened you. So technically, the man who did the beating, could have been arrested. But instead, vigilante justice, everybody's made him a hero. Basically, the senator, Brent Awa from Hawaii, on the Senate floor commended him he said the ass whooping he gave, and he called him the ambassador of aloha.
I like it. I'm with you. I think it's a good thing. Biggie said yesterday, and I think I agree with this. If you know how stores like Walmart or somebody, they're like, if somebody steals something and brazenly walks out the door, the employees just don't do anything. We don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Because they'll get fired.
Because they'll get fired for doing something. Biggie says, let's get a store go the other way. If you see somebody steal it, just beat the hell out of them, take it on video, and we're going to play it on TVs from that point forward.
Loop it. This is what happened to the last thief.
I will tell you, there is a possible downside to that. Here's a funny, not funny, it was horrible. So I had that exact same thing happen to a client of mine who was an innocent bystander. She was walking into a department store, a grocery store, and there was a theft in progress, and the manager violated policy or employee violated policy and was chasing a suspect out who had done some shoplifting and was hanging on the side of his car trying to wrestle him. Well, guess what happens to the little old lady? She gets run slam over.
Oh, terrible. Yep. Yeah. There's the reason they don't do it, I guess. That's it, Biggie. Yeah.
Man, that really puts a kink in my plans.
I tell you.
Yeah, there goes your plan, Biggie. I'm sorry.
I was about to beat your ass.
I came along and got justice for the little old lady, so it all evens out.
Yeah. Good for you.
Beat your ass or us. That was going to be my place. Great deals. Don't steal.
I like it. A couple of celebrity stories. A man accused of stealing unreleased material from Beyonce has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. He took a plea deal. I think that Red Rachel and I agree on this. I was surprised that he got prison time for stealing Beyonce music. Was this surprising to you? The guy's name was Kelvin Evans. What are your thoughts on this, Lisa?
Well, I don't think this guy even knew that he was stealing Beyonce's music. It wasn't about Beyonce. He's just a criminal. So what happened was the choreographer who was working with Beyonce to get ready for an upcoming tour had these suitcases and duffel bags and briefcases and stuff that were all filled with hard drives and videos, and they were all from either unreleased music or routines that she was working on for upcoming. But I think they just saw a bunch of duffel bags and was like, oh, something good's gonna be in there, let me steal that. And so I really don't think it had anything to do with Beyonce, and this guy had no wherewithal to do anything, to turn that into anything valuable. He was just another dumb thief that broke into a Jeep.
And he wound up getting to, boy, wrong Jeep.
What a disappointment to know you've been running around with Beyonce's new album and you didn't even listen to it.
You didn't even know what to do with it, right?
God,
I bet when he got to trial and they were like, you stole Beyonce's music. He's like, what?
Oh, man.
I'd have listened to that.
Do I get to meet Beyonce?
Yeah.
No.
Did you hear, by the way, that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are keeping their wedding so hush-hush that they're not sending out invitations. They're calling people and saying, here's the date and here's where it is. And the better friend you are, the higher up. If Taylor calls you, you know you're a good friend. If her assistant calls you, you're like down a rung.
And if Travis calls you,
they don't like you.
Hey, Travis, I think I'm getting married in June. We'd like you to come to the wedding before the football season starts, because that's when I go back to work. Bye.
Yeah, if he does that, then no one will know when the wedding is. Right. Yeah. It'll never get leaked out.
What am I supposed to say?
Invite him to the wedding.
The what?